Hi there, it is week three of 52 weeks of inspirational messages for 2025. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. You know what I'm going to say. How are we already on week three? I always say it. It's like my little time check-in when I do these. I'm like, oh my gosh, we're already on the third week of 2025. And I have an inspirational message, more like a tip for you. Okay. So I didn't know about this, but I recently heard about it, and some of you might know what it is. It's called the 5 second rule. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And you don't go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So listen, if there's ever anything that you're like, I don't want to get out of bed, I feel too tired, or I don't want to do this, or I don't want to do that, or if you're struggling with something and you're like, oh, I just really feel resistant to wanting to get this project done or wanting to work on this, what's really been working for me is something called the 5 second rule. And the 5 second rule is something that I learned about through Mel Robbins, because I've been reading her book called Let Me, which I think should be a Bible for everybody. Everybody needs to read the book Let Me. Anyway, through that, I also learned about the 5 second rule. So I was like, you know what? I find at times having a mess, whether it's because my body hurts or whether it's because stress or different reasons or things going on, I find that I tend to be someone who just puts things off. And then when you put something off, it just builds and builds and builds and builds and builds. And before you know it, you've put it off so far that it's now become a super big issue when it didn't need to be. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So when I was reading Mel's book and she said, you know, there's 5 second rule, like depressed, didn't want to get out of bed, take a deep breath, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. And every time you get to one, and I read it and I was like, okay, does that really work? And what I've realized in the last 3 weeks is it does work, because it's this countdown. And when you get to one, you're just compelled. So no matter what it is that I'm doing, I'm like, okay, I'm tired. I don't really want to answer these emails, but you know what? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, bang, answer the emails. Okay, I don't really want to go outside. It's so cold. I know I need to get over there to look at some things. Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, put my boots on. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, get in the shower. And I know some of you might be listening to this and saying, really, you have to say that? Listen, there are people out there, whether you're going through menopause, whether you're going through depression, whether you're going through a seasonal depression, whether you're going through a breakup, whether you're going, listen, we are all going through something. We are all going through something. And there are days where it's going to feel super easy to get up and to do what you want to do and to follow suit. But there are other days where it's not. And instead, it is going to feel like it is the hardest thing for you to get moving and to actually put yourself into action. And if you got a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 it on a certain day or at a certain time, that's okay. And for me, I have to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 it when it comes to I'm sore, I'm tired, I'm burnt out, I want to avoid something because I've got so many other things on my plate. And what I noticed is that once I did that for a week, week and a half, I wasn't 5, 4, 3, 2, 1-ing it anymore, because I was already starting to overcome some of those excuses and things that we block ourselves with. Before I leave you on week three, I want to read you one more thing. You're on the planet right now with 8 billion human beings, and we are all going through this thing together. And there is such a rise in judgment, bigotry, hate, and isolation because we're making other people a problem. We are allowing them to stress us out. We're giving power to their opinions, and we're tolerating their emotional immaturity with judgment, instead of understanding and just having better boundaries with people. Some people in this world, including what used to be myself, would paralyze themselves because of other people's success, telling ourselves we're supposed to be here, we should be there. How am I only this old and I've only done this and that? I'm just a housewife. I've only got a grad 9 education. All of those things were things I would think about and say out loud all the time. And some people are trying to change people in their lives, instead of learning to accept them and love them as they are. Because I don't know if you know this, but we're incapable of changing anyone else. And when you try and do that, it just makes you feel crazy. And the truth is, we don't have to live like that. Your life can be so much more peaceful. You have so much more power, time, and energy when you just let people be who they are and you focus on you. When you stop living your life as if you're against everybody else or as if you know everything, because you don't, you just create this incredible peace within yourself and with those around you. And that is the trajectory that I am on. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It works. Have a great week, and I'll chat with you soon.